Aleishu Chelek Beis Reish Pei Dalet. The seventh Vaad. Od Leilaikom Milin B'inyan Ha'idah. We have further words to say regarding gratitude. Hinanu Lomdim B'Yishayahu Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Tes Michtav Lechizkiyahu Melech Yehuda B'Chaloisoi Vayichim Echolyoi. What he wrote when he fell ill and then recovered. This is also described in Brachos, the feud, the famous interaction between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. So this is what Chizkiyahu wrote when he recovered. Ani omarti bidmei yomai eilecha b'sha'ari she'oil. I thought that I would go down into the gates of she'oil. Pokadti yeseh shenoi sa'i omarti lo ir'e ya. What I had said is, I will no longer see Hashem. Hashem eretz ha'im. Lo yabit adam oid im yeshvei. That should be chaled. It's a mistake, not chadal, chaled. The dwellers of the earth. Now, the Radak comments, omarti lo ir'e Hashem. I had said that I would no longer see Hashem. So this idea of not seeing Hashem, Rabbeinu Se'adiyah Gaon, connects to the concept of gratitude. And the Radak adds, v'nachoinu, that's correct. To see Hashem, in practical terms, means gratitude and praise and to reflect on His ways. The author says, davar ze lo yisula befaz. This matter literally cannot be exchanged for gold. It's priceless. Hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eil Mistater, as the Psukim call him. A hiding God, V'yashe B'seisr Elyoin B'tzel Shaddai Yisleinon, He is hidden. U'vamen nir'eh O'yisoy B'riyah Mamash Kivyachol. How can we see Him in the closest possible way? Zeu Inyan Ha'oida'a. Dalim Hamilim Lidloy Samayim Chayim Ha'imek Zeh. Words here cannot do justice to the depth of this concept. ומשלו העמיק פעם בחייו בהכרה סטויב, הכללי, המקיף עשו מכל צד. Anyone who hasn't at least once gone deeply into his life and seen the general הכרה סטויב that surrounds him from, and sees not the, and recognizes the goodness, the general goodness that surrounds him from all directions. ורואה עצמי רק יחלי קטן לשפע טויבה אדיר. Somebody hasn't seen himself as a small utensil for an overwhelming outpouring of good, lo yavin zeis ad kama shirachiv bu. He will not understand what we speak about, no matter how much we elaborate. Ach kachu, but that's how it is. Hamakir teiva omeidei alei bechol liboy. One who recognizes the goodness that comes to him and acknowledges it with all his heart, ri'ei mibat lechol hashefa esmi shenosei lakol. Can see through this outpouring the one who gives him everything. Again, as the Radak says, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes through gratitude. This is sufficient to enthuse us to practice what we said at the end of the previous Vaad, to practice gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we begin. Vaad Shemini. Kol zeman sh'aneshama v'kirbi moideh ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai v'Elokai Avoisai ribon kol ha'maasim adon kol ha'neshamois. It's a bracha that you say in the morning, as long as the neshama is within me, I thank you Hashem, etc. Kol iskeinu b'chaim hu rak davar echad, lehoideis. Our entire involvement in life is really reducible to one concept, and that is to acknowledge and to thank. Hamila rishona sheyodi omer ba'kitzor ba'boker hi moideh ani lefanecha. The first statement the Jew makes upon awake in the morning is moideh ani lefanecha. Hevei omer, what it teaches us is hakaras ha'teiva v'hoida'a einan midois tovos be'alma ki imzeu ikara neshama. To recognize Hashem's goodness and to thank Him for it are not mere good midois. It's really the essence of the neshama. This is what the neshama is created for. Ba'shezeu kol ikar chayeinu, and seeing that this is really the summary of our lives, chayvas kol yitzurim leodeis lehalel leshabech lefoir lerumim lehader nevarich lelukaleset. Since this is the ikar, this is an obligation. All of these forms of praise, v'zeis noisaf, in addition al kol divrei shiros v'sishbechoyes David ben Yishai avdecha mishchecha. In addition to everything that David the Melech writes, ke'ilu kol adam chayav lechaber sefer tehilim mishaloi b'chayav. It's as if Chazal are telling us that every individual is obligated to compose his own individual sefer tehilim. V'chama pamim chozei nusach ze batefilois. We have this formulation numerous times in tefillos. This idea, lehidois, lehalei, leshabech, the combinations of these words many times. Uvaseda ze, often in this order, שהעליון בכל אשר עושה הלל היא ההודאה. As we serve here, להודאיס, להלל, לשבח, לפואר. The supreme form of הלל is הודאה. ומשמע, once again, כי היא נויבס מהכוח העליון באדם, מהנשמה עצמה. It's משמע that the power of gratitude stems from the supreme force within the person, from the neshama itself. ראינו, come and see, איזו השגה עצומה הייתה לחז"ל. What tremendous perception Chazal had, מתקני התפילויס, Chazal here in the guise of the ones who established the tefilois, מעומק ורום הידעה, regarding the depth and the height, literally, of gratitude. אילופינו מלא שירה קיים. If our mouth had been full of song like the sea, ולשננו רינה כמוין גלב, and our tongues able to express song like the number of the waves, וסיסנו שבח כמרחבי רקיע, and our lips being able to express praise like the expanse of the sky, ואיננו מאירוס כשמש והירח, and our eyes bright like the sun and the moon, וידינו פירוסס כנשי שמיים, and if we had hands that could be spread like eagles, וראילנו כלויס כאיילויס, and legs that are as swift as deer, אין אנחנו מספיקים להודאיס לך. We would still not be able to thank you, השם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו, על אחס, for even one, מאלף אלף אלפי אלופים וריבר ווייס פעמים את הווייס, for the one out of innumerable times שעשיסים אבותינו ואימנו, that you, השם, have done good for our forefathers and for us. We all recognize these words. ואתה, מה נוכל לעשות? Now, what can we do? כי אין בנו מרחב הים. We don't have. Chazal say, if our mouths and if our tongues and if our lips, we don't have the expanse of the sea, birus hashemesh, the brightness of the sun, v'gova nishayim, the height of the eagles. So what are we supposed to see? Al kein, what are we supposed to do? Al kein eivarim shepilagta bonu. Therefore, the limbs that you separated, you carved out within us, as we are. V'ruach unshama shenafachta be'apeinu, the soul that you blew into us. ולשון אשר שמת בפינו, the tongue that you placed in our mouths, הם ידעו, so they are the ones that will thank, ויברכו, וישבחו, ויפארו, וירוממו, ויעריצו, ויקדישו, וימליכו את שמחו מלכינו. וכן הברכה האחרונה של הלל, the same idea is repeated in the final ברכה of הלל, גם שבח המלאכים בברכת יצר, the שבח of the מלאכים in the ברכה that you say before the שמע, the first ברכה, it also follows this type of idea, except that gratitude is not mentioned over there, interestingly. It seems to be that the cause of Hida'a is reserved, is relevant only to human beings with a neshama. This is our avodah. ודאי לנו בזה להסחזק עד מאויד. What you've said is sufficient to motivate us strongly במידה הכוללס של הכרס הטוב הוידה. In this encompassing מידה of recognizing the good and expressing our gratitude בין כלפי כל אדם ובין כלפי הקדוש ברוך הוא, whether it is towards any human being or towards הקדוש ברוך הוא. עד כאן.